around the world, and right here in our own backyard. The Bunker to Bunker Golf Show covers the great game of golf from tee to green. Now, join us on the first tee with your hosts, Greg Ellis and Jim Hill.
Yes, but there is a theme today.
There always is.
Not always. Sometimes we play country.
Well, that's a theme. That's a host theme.
Exactly.
Well, good morning and welcome to the Bunker to Bunker Golf Show. I'm Greg Ellis. He's Jim Hill. And folks, you talk about getting here under the wire. Our show prep was done in the car today.
Oh, yeah.
Because they've got every which way but loose, closed, right, coming into the studio.
Well, from the west side.
West side.
It is. Mine's on, his on. Am I on? Check.
Sorry,
going. Well, because I am. No, I'm on. I'll turn off and on.
Oh, good morning, Jim.
Now I'm back on. See, I was on before. This is live radio. Good morning, Greg, CQ, Trevs, and I'm sorry if I sound echoey.
Yeah, your mic is not on.
It the button's on.
Have you done this before?
Yeah, how about that? Any better?
I hear you.
All right, well, I'm going to step aside.
Because we're in studio with him, Greg.
I'm going to step aside, but good morning, everybody.
All right, well, while we get these technical difficulties taken care of, we had a little golf go on last week, and it was the Players, not the Players Championship, not the TPC. It was at the TPC, but it's called the Players. And the player won. Scottie Scheffler,
man, I'm telling you,
wins back to back.
Scottie Scheffler's hotter than a pistol right now.
Absolutely. Never in doubt the whole time. Coming from five shots back, he just put the pedal to the metal and just drilled everybody. And Wyndham Clark and Xander Schauffele were playing defense or trying not to lose. And when you go in that direction, that's what's going to happen. You're going to lose. And that they did. But, oh, my gosh, what a violent lip out of violent lip outs on the 18th hole for Wyndham Clark putting for birdie to be able to send it into a three-hole playoff.
Well, Wyndham thought it was in, then he thought it was out, then he thought it was in.
Yeah.
The rest of us did.
Yeah.
And let's get back to Scheffler real quick. Scheffler went off like just at, he finished his round just as the leaders were teeing off. And I think that is a heavy weight to bear because he went out there and threw 64 on them and said, come catch me, boys.
Yeah.
And so it was kind of like playing the PAT.
How's that?
There you go.
Some
Nimrod
turned my volume down.
Some Nimrod.
Rookies, man. Yeah.
I pushed all the buttons. I just didn't do the slider, man. Who does that? Who leaves it like that?
I think it was Jesse somebody. Anyway, But what I'm saying is, so Scheffler throws 64 at him, says, come catch me, boys. He goes and sits and has a sarsaparilla and puts his feet up. And when you're trying to catch somebody like that, now you're instead of saying, let's go birdie every hole, you're saying, don't make a bogey. Don't get further behind.
Right.
And it's a completely different mindset.
So here's what Scottie Scheffler had to say about the winning moment.
You know, the winning moments are always special. You know, usually it happens on 18 green, but today it happened on the driving range. And, you know, there's a lot of joy in that. You know, I think not only do I put in a lot of work into this game, but my whole team around me puts in a ton of work as well. And I'm really thankful for them. And to be able to celebrate there on the range with Teddy and Blake is really special. And then take the car ride over and find family. And those moments, I think, are always really special.
You know what's really cool? If you think back a couple of years ago when he won the Masters, and just before he teed it up in the final round of the Masters, he had a total meltdown with his wife, saying that, oh my gosh, you know, I mean, just broke down in tears.
It was an emotional release.
And said, you know, I'm not supposed to be in this position. I'm not supposed to be in this position. And his wife had to slap him around and get him out of that funk, and he went out and won the Masters. And listen to the difference in the individual from 2 years ago to right now. So you talk about that there's no stars on the PGA Tour. Well, Scottie Scheffler wasn't a star on the PGA Tour, and all of a sudden
until he was a star on the PGA Tour.
Exactly,
yeah.
And that's what you're going to continue to see with these guys that are rising up the ranks. So anyway, Scottie was going into the final round, and he was five shots back. Here's what he had to say about what his final round mindset was with his caddy.
My mindset today was just to go out and have a good front nine. Playing with the lead on this golf course, that can be very difficult. And I was just trying to do my best to go off to a good start. And, you know, I imagined birdieing a couple of the first few holes, but I came out with pars and then had the nice hole out there on four. And, you know, my goal was to try to get to about 17 by the time I made the turn, just because, you know, if they shoot a couple under on the front nine, you know, I'd still be in it with five under. You know, if Xander or Wyndham or anybody went out and had a really special day today, I didn't really have much of a chance. So I definitely needed some help. And, you know, it was nice to kind of get my name up there on the leaderboard and, you know, put myself in the tournament heading into the back nine.
Yeah, no doubt about it. He went out there and just tore up the front nine, and the guys would have had to match him to be able to hold, and they weren't able to match him, and that's how he ended up winning the tournament. But
31-33, that gets it done most times.
Most of the time, that will do it. But Wyndham Clark, so Xander Schauffele had a chance, and it went by the wayside. Then Wyndham Clark has it about 15 feet maybe on the 18th hole, and he hits his putt, and it goes up, and it looks like it's going in, and it did the most violent lip out.
But didn't he birdie 16 and 17 to get there?
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's the real pressure.
Right, but so that putt, you know, when he hit that putt on 18, he started to give it the clenched fist, made it, then he saw it wasn't going in. Then he saw it was going in. That's when he did the violent lip out, and then he's like, "Oh my gosh!" So that was incredible. But to birdieing 16, no big deal. But to birdie 17 on Sunday, when you're within striking distance of the lead, it's
especially
huge.
That pin placement.
The back right pin is Sunday traditional pin payment placement. But then to get violently lipped to lose by one is pretty bad. But the thing was a sneaky second. It was like a backdoor cover, like the Long Beach State pulled over U of A on Thursday. They got the backdoor cover. And nobody's talking about it, but Brian Harman from the British Open last year's British Open champion, was also tied for second.
Yep.
You know, and he's been pretty quiet. He's been sneaking up the leaderboards if you've been watching, but he's been pretty quiet this season. But speaking of Scottie Scheffler real quick, who's got higher earnings this year on the PGA Tour? Scottie Scheffler's caddy or Rory McIlroy?
Scottie Scheffler's caddy.
You got it, baby.
Who's got more money in their pocket right now, Scottie Scheffler or the leading money winner on at Exhibition Tour? Well, I'm going to tell you right now.
Maybe, yeah.
Scottie Scheffler, he won the signature event at Arnold Palmer the week before. He won last week. And I think he won, did he win $8 million last week?
4.5.
So he's won $8 million in the last 2 weeks. All right. And I don't think a live player has that much this year.
I think you're probably right, but the live guy's got that. That's long money.
That's long drive money on live.
Yeah, but that's just a draw.
CQ from downtown. Good.
That's just a draw. Remember that. Yeah. It's just a draw. They don't get
so.
That.
So if that's just a draw, how long is John Rahm entitled to play on live for $570 million of draw?
5 years. all right, so Wyndham Clark, this is what he had to say after the lip out.
Heartbreaking.
I don't know how that putt doesn't go in. It was, you know, kind of right center with, I feel like, a foot to go, and I knew it was going to keep breaking, but it had speed, and thought it was going to go inside left, and then even when it kind of seemed to lip, I thought it would lip in. So, I mean, I'm pretty gutted it didn't go in. I wish I would have had more speed on 16, because then we'd be in a playoff, but
My speed, I try to keep it really constant, but sometimes it fluctuates. I do hit my short putts pretty firm. I've been known to do that, and I just try to take the break out of it. And then the one on 18, I mean, I wanted to try to make the putt. I didn't really care about the second putt. You know, we've already had a good start to the year. I wanted to be in the playoffs, so I went for it.
Not the result you wanted.
Well, yeah. and that shows Wyndham Clark. You know, he's out there to win, and I love that about Wyndham Clark. But talk about a change of fortune, pre-U.S. Yeah. Open last year to this year, and it's been talk about a wild ride. You know, he's contending at the Players, wins the U.S. Open, so he's having a nice little run.
He's an up-and-comer.
Right. So absolutely. I'm glad Scottie Scheffler can't putt.
Yeah.
And I'm glad he can't drive his golf ball. He's strokes off the tee, he's first.
Yeah. For the season or for the players.
Yeah. He was seventh in approach to the green, sixth around the greens. His putting, he only had a 1.246 strokes gained average, so he was 37th. But overall, strokes gained total, he was number one.
Wow.
Driving accuracy, number one. Greens in regulation, he was tied for third. So I'm really glad Scottie Scheffler can't putt.
Well, I know you're being facetious, but his putting has improved, and we saw him struggle. And Scottie Scheffler's a good putter. Last week he was a really good putter. And we hear it week after week. In fact, we make a joke about it. I hit the ball well, I putted really well, and the robotic answer. But yeah, you know, I hate to sound like the get-off-my-lawn guy, but you do drive for show and you putt for dough.
Well, we do pick at him because that's the weaker part, quote-unquote, of his game. So,
but, you know, it's just amazing to me how he hits the golf ball with those dancing feet. And hits, and he's so
consistent
good with his irons. It's amazing.
But if you watch his dancing feet, they're after he hits the golf ball. So it's not like it's affecting the swing.
It's a release.
It's all the release of his
Bubba
body.
It's like Bubba Watson in days gone by.
And building from the ground up. So anyway, the big turnaround for Scheffler was when he holed his second shot from 92 yards on the fourth hole.
That's a pretty good deal.
At TPC Sawgrass for an eagle, too. And then that just jump-started what was going to happen, because he started out with a few pars in a row, and just all of a sudden that clicked in, and he had it going. So Scottie Scheffler makes history at the Players to be the first player ever to win back-to-back at the Players. And the first player, he joins Jack Nicklaus and Tiger Woods as Masters and Players and U.S. Junior Amateur or whatever. All right, when we come back, we've got a lot more golf to talk about on Arizona's number one golf show. We're back right after this on Arizona Sports, the local sports leader.
D-backs opening day is Thursday, March 28th.
1-1. Swing. Line drive left center. That's down for a base hit. Carroll getting the wave around third. He is going to score.
Listen to the D-backs on Arizona Sports 98.7 and the Arizona Sports app.
Oh, on a backhand pick by Walker.
The Arizona Sports app is presented by Ready Services Plumbing and Air Conditioning.
Hey, Bunker to Bunker listeners, man, I've got some news for you. This is absolutely amazing. All right, so you've been hearing me talk about wearing the new Athlon's Mana Mangrove Pros, right? Well, they are one of the Bunker to Bunker sponsors now and partners, and they're on board with us with the Bunker to Bunker staff here. Both Jim and I wear them, but they're also involved with our bunker tour. And did you see last week Denny Hamlin won? Well, Denny Hamlin wears a sunglass that we're going to talk about later on. But with Athlon's, you've got long drive champions. That's exactly right. Dustin James is one of the people that wear that. new patented technology that Tim Markeson puts into all of his NV technology into his shoes for you to be able to be stable when you're hitting the golf ball. Think about these long drive guys and how they have to hit that golf ball and with what force they hit it with. Well, you know what? At the recent long drive, World Long Drive Championship, Dustin James wins. He dominated in the shoes, but not only that, four of the top eight in the finals, not only Dustin James, but Colton, Zach, and Ryan all wore Athlons to be able to be your long drive champions. And so why not, if it's good for them, why not make it happen for you? Get out there, go to Athlons.com and check out the new shoes there. They are amazing. That you feel like you're walking barefoot. That's just how good these shoes feel, and they give you such unbelievable support. So now, unheard of. Right now, if you go to the bunkergolf.com, use the promo code B2B, you're going to receive 15% off your Athlons shoes. That's right. 15% off when you go to bunkergolf.com and order your shoes or stop by their shop in Mesa. That's Athlons, A-T-H-A-L-O-N-Z. They're your golf shoe for champions.
Ron Wolfley here. I'm here with the chairman of the Auction Indian Community and my good friend, Robert Miguel. Robert, how are you today?
I'm doing great, Soho. It's good to see you.
It's good seeing you. You've always been so positive. In what ways has the community impacted Maricopa and the state in a positive way?
Well, financially, we've been able to give back, and we want to help as much as we can because that's who we are, as auction people.
You've been called small but mighty as a community. Your community continues to evolve. What do you see happening over the next 5 to 10 years?
Continued growth. We're going to see new roads, new buildings, new experiences. We want to continue to be more involved and continue to evolve overall, so we're seeing positive things.
What does it mean to you to be friends?
To give back, and we're here to support in every way possible to the great state of Arizona.
And this is exactly what we mean when we say
we all win with auction.
Bunker to Bunker is celebrating the return of spring with their second annual Spring Fling two-person scramble golf tournament on Saturday, April 13th at Augusta Ranch Golf Club, with proceeds benefiting PGA Hope. The event is loaded with prizes, raffle, lunch, and a special sneak preview of Augusta Ranch's spectacular Top Tracer Range practice facility. There's even a coupon for a second round of golf, all for just $105. It's open to the public, but space is limited. So register today at bunkergolf.com.
Research shows that high-quality teachers have the greatest impact on student success in school. By shaping their students, they're shaping the future. The prestigious National Milken Educator Awards surprise outstanding educators with $25,000 prizes at school-wide assemblies. The journey to the 3,000th Milken Educator has elevated a program and a profession.
Honey, they chose me.
The awards were created by Lowell Milken of the nonprofit Milken Family Foundation. Celebrate teachers. Value teachers. Thank teachers.
Subjective. I think they're fun sounding duos.
Exactly. This was KTV's Brush with Fame.
Exactly. This was number one for like 7 weeks in a row when they used to count like that.
So. Yeah. All right. Hey, you know, trying to knock on my
door. Shut it off. I don't know why I shut it off. Anyway, coming up this week.
Yes.
We're going to be playing in the Ford Championship Pro-Am on Wednesday, right?
Yes, sir.
So all you folks need to come out and cheer Jim and I on as we play in the Pro-Am. We're so excited about that. But more importantly, we gave away our two Fantasy Walk with the Pros Inside the Ropes this week. And we gave away a plethora of family four packs to people to be able to win. But the two grand prize winners of the Fantasy Walk were a Bunker to Bunker member.
Right.
Bill Ross.
Bill Ross.
Bill
awesome.
Ross won. And And so we opened it up for listeners to be able to enter to win. And Therese Smith wins.
Nice.
And I've got to find out. I've got to email Therese today and find out if it's the same Therese Smith, because there's one with Taylor Morrison that is a Therese Smith. And she tells me her husband listens to the show all the time. So I'm sure that she entered and won. So congratulations to Bill and Therese. You'll be walking inside the ropes with the LPGA players at Seville in the Ford Championship. And most importantly, not only that, but you're going to be sporting the new Green Wolf sunglasses by Shady Rays. So keep checking BunkerGolf.com for upcoming promotions. And join us, because we're even going to broadcast live out there next Saturday.
Next Saturday. Yeah, how about that?
Man, we've got it going with the Ford Championship.
Do you guys know who you're playing with?
We'll find out Tuesday night.
Oh, okay.
And I'm just trying to imagine the joy. So the way they do it is you play with a LPGA Tour player on the front side and LPGA Tour player on the back.
So two separate gals.
But can you imagine how thrilled those LPGA Tour players are going to be when they hear that they're playing with us from Bunker to Bunker?
I'll tell you.
Bunker karma alone.
I don't know who's going to be more excited.
I know. But I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be a great event.
And by the way, we want to let you know that this hour is brought to you by Bill Ross Fitness Solutions. Check out our great offer for new clients. Get $100 off your first month's program and a free consultation. Check Bill out at BillRossFitnessSolutions.com or call Bill and join the fitness Bill Ross Fitness Revolution at 602-230-8581. You can't go wrong, trust me on that one. And don't forget to go to BunkerGolf.com and get signed up for our April 13th event, the Spring Fling at Augusta Ranch. It was a huge success, sold out quickly, so don't delay. Get signed up April 13th for the Augusta Ranch event. All right, so we have some golf going on this week.
At the Valspar.
And we actually have golf going on, I guess you could say, around the world, because almost all the tours that count are playing. So they are playing the Valspar, as you said.
Yes, they are.
They're on the East Coast.
Yes, in Florida.
They're on the West Coast of Florida, but the East Coast. And they are playing the Valspar down in Palm Harbor, Florida, where Kevin Streelman, Chandler Phillips, Texas A&M product, and Stuart Sink, Brendan Todd, and Mackenzie Hughes are all tied for first place at 6 under par. Huh. Gosh, I guess hitting that golf ball a long way really helps. 6 under par is your leader. Peter Malnati, Lucas Glover, Justin Thomas, Seamus Power, Scott Stallings, Michael Kim, Keith Mitchell, and Aaron Baddeley are all at 5 under par. Aaron Baddeley had the lead for a while,
and then
made a little double dipper.
Yeah, Bads had the lead, and I was like, wow, that's so cool to see. Made double on his 12th hole, number 3, and it was kind of a silly bogey, if you know what I mean. Now my computer's slow. But anyway, it shouldn't have happened is what I guess I'm trying to say. But the field, I mean, Kevin Streelman, what? Stuart Sink, what? It's the older generation. It's, you know, there are a lot of retirement communities down in Florida, Greg. Maybe this is a preview of things to come.
That's exactly right. And it's going to be fun to watch as this unfolds. They are playing on the West Coast, Jim.
Yes, they are.
There's a couple of tours there. The Hogue Classic, Newport Beach, where the PGA Tour champions are playing. Tung Jai Jai D runs out in the first round and shoots 9 under par to take a one-shot lead over Paul Broadhurst and Parag. It's not Padraig, it's Parag. Parag Harrington. And the mechanic, Miguel Angel Jimenez, sitting there at 6 under par. Bob Estes, Woody Austin, and Alex Cheka are all sitting there at 5 under par. Sitting at 4 under par, a host of players. Scott Verplank, Heath Slocum, Stephen Ames, Retief Goosen, Steve Stricker, Kent Jones, David Branston, and Billy Mayfair are all at 4 under par.
Oh, nice. Go, Billy.
Then they're still staying on the West Coast, but they're SoCal, I guess is what we want to say for this one. Let's see.
They're Palos and Palos Verdes.
Yeah, Palos Verdes for the Fur Hills Sayripok Championship.
Nice.
Kind of nice to have Sayripok's name on a tournament. Absolutely. As good of a golfer as she was. Where Malia Nam is your leader at 8 under par, defending champion Rioning Yin, or Ronnie as they like to call her, and Madeline Sagstrom are at 7 under par. Leona McGuire and Rose Zhang took a week off from school. She must be on spring break this week. Is at 6 under par along with Allison Lee, who Allison Lee is best buddies with Fred Couples.
I know.
That is so cool to see. And then hovering are Lynn Grant and Lauren Hartledge are all sitting there in the hunt. But back to the Valspar, you mentioned Kevin Streelman.
Yeah.
Well, how is Kevin Streelman making it around this golf course in the lead?
You know,
courses like this and days like this, you don't necessarily, you're not like pumping it as hard as you can down sides of the fairway. It's more kind of like missing it in the right spots. A lot of times it's all about angles. It's about a lot of times not getting yourself into certain positions that are so difficult to be in. And this course has some spots you can attack and has some spots you just got to be defensive on. 11 is a good example. I mean, it's a long par 5, but I hit 3-wood off it today because I knew that shoot that you shoot down to the left on your layup is much wider from where my 3 would be, where if I hit driver and the wind off the left and it gets into the trees, all of a sudden you got to chip out sideways. So did the right thing there, you know, hit a nice 4-iron punch shot down there and was rewarded with a good look at birdie.
Well, it's interesting because, yeah, but it's, I mean, listen, Innisbrook, the Copperhead course, is a difficult golf course. Don't let anybody...
Hey, you see that by the score.
Right. Yeah, exactly. But it's interesting because shots gained off the tee, Streelman's 51st.
Right.
And his driving accuracy is 117th, longest drive 117th, and driving distance 125.
He's a grinder.
Yeah, exactly. And but I guess I'm saying the reason why I'm pointing out those statistics is not to you know belittle Kevin Streelman. No. But he's a grinder, and there's more than one way to get it done out there. Yes,
yep.
Hitting it a country mile is always a really nice thing. But if you don't hit it a country mile, he's number one in scrambling this week. He's got it up and down 9 out of 9 that times.
Kevin
and,
Kisner kind of thing.
Well, Kizzy missed a cut by a mile. But,
yeah, but he's that kind of player.
But he's a slider gentleman. He's not as big as some of the guys. He doesn't hit it as far.
Yeah.
And he's getting a little long in the tooth. But I love seeing, you know, I hope he wins.
Yeah.
But he's made a nice representation.
Didn't he win there a number of years ago, like going like 7 birdies in a row or some crazy number?
Yeah, it was something like that.
Well, when we come back, we're going to hear from Stuart Sink, and what we're going to hear Stuart Sink doing right now is not going to be this week's tip of the week, but we'll just get you going with knowing that there is a better tip of the week coming when we come back. You're listening to Arizona's number one golf show. We've been bringing it to you live for 34 years. We bring it to you on the Arizona Sports app, arizonasports.com, and right here on Arizona Sports, the local sports leader.
Four three-pointers. They gave up 49 three-pointers in 2 games on this trip to Boston and Milwaukee.
Mm-hmm.
The 2 measuring stick games.
Oh, yeah.
And we talked about Boston being a measuring stick. This might have been a measuring stick if Giannis was out there, but I think it lost that status after he's out. And the Bucks are like, I don't care.
Yeah.
We lost our best player. Who cares?
They took that measuring stick and they spanked the Suns with it.
Bickley and Murata. Mornings on Arizona Sports. The local sports leader.
Calling all golf fans. Join us March 28th through the 31st at Seville Golf and Country Club in Gilbert, Arizona as the best of the LPGA Tour returns to the Valley for the Ford Championship presented by KCC. Come out and watch the world's best players, including Nelly Korda, Celine Boutier, Brooke Henderson, and Lydia Ko compete to be crowned champion. Daily, weekly, and hospitality tickets are on sale now. You won't want to miss the premier golf event of the year. Visit FordChampionship.com to buy tickets and learn more today.
Do you love pizza and hoops? Then you've got to hear what's going on at Spinato's. Hey, it's Vince Murata for Spinato's Pizzeria, the official pizza of the Phoenix Suns and Phoenix Mercury. Spinato's has upcoming Suns watch parties where you can enter to win their pizza competition. It's just like the game horse, but you can win tickets to the Suns' April 9th home game and a shot on the court for a chance to win Spinato's pizza for a year. Pizza and hoops, it's a perfect combination. Reserve your table and register for the pizza competition at SpinatosPizzeria.com.
Bunker to Bunker is sponsored in part by Antigua Apparel, a leading manufacturer of men's and women's golf and sports licensed apparel. At Antigua Apparel, they believe life is a journey made up of moments, moments in your day and in your game. You'll experience these moments everywhere, in what you do, in how you feel, in what you wear. You never know when these moments will arrive, but when they do, arrive comfortably. Performing at your best is achieved when you're comfortable in your body, mind, and clothes. Visit AntiguaApparelShop.com.
Golf was meant to be fun, right? We get that. Our motto is fun, family, and fitness forever. Kurt Hudek here for Augusta Range Golf Club in Mesa, Arizona. We're excited to announce the opening of our brand new 21-bay Top Tracer Range with the same technology you see on TV with the pros. You can improve your game and get the kids involved, too. Our bays are open day and night. Augusta Ranch Golf Club, bringing affordable fun back into your golf game. For tee times and more information, go to AugustaRanchGolfClub.com.
Hi, this is Bill. I'm a real client and a raving fan for Bill Ross Fitness Solutions. After a free consultation, Bill designed my specific program. Workouts last just 30 minutes, 2 to 3 times a week, and they're always intentional, purposeful, and efficient. Perfect for my busy schedule. Best of all, you get results. Next to marrying my wife, this is the best thing I've ever done for myself. For your free consultation and $100 off the first month's program, go to BillRossFitnessSolutions.com today.
Spring is here, Basinonians, and that means it's time for the Brooklyn Bedding Spring Sale. Now through March 26th, you can get 25% off everything in-store and online. Mattresses, adjustable bed frames, sheets, and pillows, you name it, it's 25% off. So here's what you do. You log on to BrooklynBedding.com or head on over to one of Brooklyn Bedding's 14 Basin locations and tell them Wolf sent you to get 25% off everything. It's the Spring Sale at Brooklyn Bedding, Arizona built for America's dreams.
Snakes, zombies, sharks, heights, speaking in public, the list of fears is endless. But while you're clutching your blanket in the dark, wondering if that sound in the hall was actually a footstep, the real danger is in your hand when you're behind the wheel. And while you might think a great white shark is scary, what's really terrifying and even deadly is distracted driving. Eyes forward. Don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Hi, this is Mayor Corey Woods. Here in Tempe, we know it takes all of us working together to build a healthy community. That can mean embracing a more balanced lifestyle, volunteering with local organizations, and supporting a more sustainable future. Each of us has the opportunity to make a lasting impact for generations to come. Learn about the work we're doing to make our communities physically and environmentally healthy at usmayors.org/healthycities.
Brought to you by the U.S. Conference of Mayors and the American Beverage Association.
Barry Gibb.
No way.
Swear to God.
Really?
Yep. Look it up.
That is correct.
Google it, kids.
That's impressive. All right. So as we went to break, we were talking about a golf tip that we're going to do in just a little while, and it is not, this will not be the golf tip. Stuart Cink, 50-plus years of age, playing out there on the PGA Tour. Don't know why he wouldn't play in the Hogue Classic. I mean, it's a great golf course over there in Newport Beach. But
if he makes a cut, he makes a lot more money.
I guess
and
so.
It counts as starts, right?
Yeah.
So the back end is retirement. He's getting more starts than they
and
pay
guys, this
I'm
is,
pretty
he,
sure he's
made,
got enough.
Yeah, but
he made his 500th cut.
Oh, all right, here's what, here's what Stuart Cink had to say about his chipping style.
I've been doing that for about 2 years now, so shows how not in the limelight I've been in golf. I'm kind of under the radar, so I've been doing that for a couple years. It started out as kind of a practice drill, and it just turned into, like, why am I not doing this? And it's just really been a revelation with my short game and just gave me tons of confidence around the greens, and it's fun. You know, I feel really I'm excited about short game shots now, which I wasn't for a little while, so I've been doing that for a little while now, and just, you know, I'm 50 years old. I mean, I just can't stand, like, resting on my laurels and just being the same forever. So I'm constantly trying to get better and do what I can to, you know, take some risks and improve.
There you go. Greg, explain to our listeners what it is that he's doing with his short game.
All right, so basically what Stuart Cink is doing is, like, some people putt left hand low. he's actually chipping left-hand low.
Yep.
And what that does is it keeps your wrists from breaking down and flipping. Oh. And so basically by him leading with that left arm a little bit more, he's controlling that golf club a little bit more steadily through impact, which is ideal. And it is giving him a whole new lease on the way that he plays golf.
Well, I will tell you this. I have, in my life, struggled with chipping and short game at times.
Ooh, this could be a good thing for you.
And I'll tell you, I've tried that.
Just don't start it on Wednesday.
No. But I've tried the left-hand low chipping.
Yeah.
It is amazingly effective. It's really good.
Then why don't you do it?
Because I don't want it to be laughed at.
And that's exactly what Stuart Sink wanted to say.
Right. Exactly. Yeah,
exactly.
I never used it because I didn't want to be laughed at out on tour.
Take the ego
exactly,
out.
Exactly.
Well, doesn't Matt Fitzpatrick or... not Matt Fitzpatrick. Somebody.
There's a couple guys that go
left-hand low. There's a couple of them that are doing it cross bat out there on the European tour.
Yep.
Yeah, exactly. And I thought... wow, this is kind of strange, but,
it works. It works. You know, it's kind of like when you're going bad, it's kind of like in Tin Cup, where when he's on the driving range, he goes, okay, put all your change in your left pocket, untie your right shoe.
Yeah.
Put a key behind your right ear.
Right, anything you can do to get your mind off.
Is it like trying the claw and putting? Same kind of idea?
Yeah, basically. Okay.
Yeah, but what happens is you're chipping, and a lot of people that, in their short game, the reason they have problems is because that left wrist breaks in.
Yeah.
This makes you come through, and it's nice for little short shots. And it's amazing how it makes you loft the ball with this because you're hitting down and you're firm. So it really is a nice little drill.
You can't scoop it.
Exactly.
So, Jim.
Yes, sir.
How did the players, the board of directors meeting go? You were there in the Bahamas, weren't you?
I was dressed up as a flight attendant, and I was on the private plane going over there. You know what? It's just kind of a clandestine, hush-hush meeting. And it was so funny because it was supposed to be kind of quiet and keeping it down, but everybody knew about it. Everybody knew there's a meeting in the Bahamas on Monday. And what came out of it? Well, everybody's been either pretty tight-lipped or really nothing happened because there was no big announcements.
Nothing happened.
Yeah, that's what I think, too. Nothing happened. And they're saying that His Majesty or whatever they call the guy that's leading the PIF, oh, he seems like a golf nut. He's a good guy. He wants to make good changes. Or wants to make improvements to the sport.
They're kissing the ring.
Yeah, well... Yeah, I mean,
it was basically a meet and greet for the board of directors of PGA Tour Enterprise, the six directors on the PGA Tour Policy Board. Tiger was there, and all the others: Webb Simpson, Peter Molnai, Adam Scott, Jordan Spieth, Patrick Cantlay, and newly appointed board liaison Joe Ogilvie were all there, along with Commissioner Monahan and a few of the strategic group partners. Were all there to be able to meet with Yasser Al-Rumayyan, to be able to have a little visit, talk about visions, let the guys hear what Yasser has in mind for what he wants to do with golf. And the biggest thing that I took out of it is, he wants golf to come together, but he still wants to have some type of this team concept in there. They're involved in Formula One racing. They're involved in tennis. They're involved in other sports, and they want to be involved in golf. And so, basically, what came out of this meeting was just, as Webb Simpson says, if definitely seems like he envisions a place in the game of golf. We didn't get as far as what we wanted and what Liv wants. He certainly seemed engaged enough in the game already and that he desires to see the game grow globally. I think it's fair to say, and he mentioned growing it in Saudi to try to do that.
Let's break that down a little bit. Of course, everybody wants to grow the game.
Sure.
Everybody wants the game to be a better place. And I think that we're being disingenuous if we forget what, whatever they call him, His Majesty or whatever.
The governor.
I think we're being disingenuous if we forget about what the initial purpose of all their sports activities are. It is an image play. Now, listen, right. I'm not anti-Liv. I'm probably as much pro-Liv as anybody can be. Just the fact that I think competition is good and competition with the PGA Tour. We've already seen how much that has changed the PGA Tour. But we can't forget the initial purpose of the Saudi Arabian investment in not just golf, but in the football clubs and soccer, the F1 right. stuff, is to improve their image. Sports washing. It doesn't have nothing to do with money laundering, but it is sports washing. It's trying to make them look better. So, Greg, do you remember the first time you met the lovely Colleen's parents?
Yeah.
I bet you showered up and shaved extra good and got that blow dryer on, had those disco pants, the right ones, and I bet you were full of yes sirs, yes ma'ams, oh, laughing at the silly jokes and petting the dog on the head, right? Because...
Actually, I was sitting on a trampoline at their cottage.
Okay. But you wanted to make a good first impression, right? Just like His Majesty does. So, said facetiously.
His Eminence.
All right. So, Jim, let me ask you, though.
Yep.
The guy sits, he chairs 140-something boards.
Right.
So his money isn't just in sports.
No, I agree.
The PIF money is worldwide.
Absolutely.
It's in Burger King. It's
yeah.
in all those, that plethora of list of corporations that you yep. said where PIF is involved.
Yep.
So is it really sports washing?
Well, I think it's...
In this case, it is.
I think it's wise investing. But like I said from the jump, if we're going to crack down on the players that go over there and Liv is bad, then we've got to say all PIF money is bad.
Liv isn't bad. They just keep saying we're doing it to grow golf and they're doing it to make money.
Well...
Which is fine. Just tell them
to do it. The players are, but maybe his intentions are true, that he does want to try and grow the game.
Yeah. Well, I think there's an element of truth to it, but there's an ulterior motive. You
Definitely.
Know? And that's the thing is you know, I've said this for my entire, follow the money and you get your answer. And so,
maybe he is trying to make things better in that country and change some of the culture of that country and the way that they treat people. And
hopefully and perhaps, but it's very hard for a tiger to change its stripes.
Yes.
You know, if you look at the human rights violations.
It's a slow change, yes.
And all that sort of stuff, I'm certainly not willing to forgive for that. That is, you know, you can't forgive
No.
a murder.
No, sorry.
Maybe that's God's job and God will do that, but that ain't my job.
Right. Women have been driving there for only 2 years.
Right. So, yeah. So, you know, but again, if we examine the source of money and corporations and wealth and all that sort of stuff, you look at Henry Ford. Peel back that onion, kids. Henry Ford was a bad cat.
Yes, he was.
He was naughty with a capital N. But he did a lot of good things.
Yep.
So, again, you have to, I just think you have to be even keel in what you're looking at. But the fact of the matter is, not much changed after the meeting in the Bahamas. I mean, I'm sure there were some nice, you know, crustless sandwiches served and maybe
And that
a few
wasn't
or,
what it was for. Right.
It was a meet and greet.
Right. That's exactly all it was.
It was a meet and greet.
Is to be able to start to build the relationship so that these two groups can get together. The only thing I can't see is basically how this team concept can work in the way that the team concept is right now. If you want to do it like soccer, okay?
Right.
Two teams play against each other. I'm still convinced that, one, they probably need to add... three more teams to have 16 teams, which blows the whole LIV name because LIV
right.
is Roman numeral 54.
Right.
But anyway, you do that, and then you have these teams. You still have your individual events, but you have these teams square off
right.
each week until you have the teams with the best two records at the
right.
end of the season, and you have them play whatever you want to call it, World Series, whatever. Who cares what you call it? And you have an overall team champion. Right. That's the only way I see that this team concept works. The way they do it now is convoluted.
But the tour got significant leverage when they got that $3 billion investment from the Boston group.
And we're going to talk about that. And we're going to talk about that when we come back. We're going to talk about how to disperse those funds, Jim.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Send a big check my way. That's one of the ways you can disperse them.
That's right. All of what we do to grow the game. You're listening to the Bunker to Bunker Golf Show right here on Arizona Sports, the local sports leader.
Wolf and Luke, middays 10 to 2.
I thought the Suns bench was the difference maker in this game. I don't know if we've seen the bench contribute and play any better this year. Maybe as good, but maybe not any better as what we saw. 47 points off the bench. And not only that, they shot 17 to 24 from the floor.
That's the key.
And oh, by the way, Drew Eubanks came in there and just started swatting stuff.
Wolf and Luke, middays 10 to 2 on Arizona Sports, the local sports leader.
Start your career with an amazing company that pays up to $42 an hour. If you have electrical, mechanical, or refrigeration skills, General Parts Group wants to talk to you about joining their team as a food equipment field technician. They offer comprehensive training and support. Plus, you'll enjoy great compensation, benefits, sign-up bonus, and more. Dispatch from home with the company vehicle and tools. Applying is easy. Just text GP to 620-620. That's GP to 620-620. Message and data rates may apply. Welcome to Bar 19, a culinary haven inside Putting World at the Scottsdale Promenade. Indulge in our chef-driven menu, expertly crafted to tantalize your taste buds. Sip on handcrafted cocktails perfectly paired with your dining experience. And happy hour happens every day from 3 to 6, making every moment a celebration. Elevate your outing with friends and family at Bar 19, where fine dining meets craft cocktails and unforgettable memories. Discover the perfect blend of taste and ambience, only at Putting World's Bar 19.
Dave Burns here with Liberty GMC's General Manager Chris Scott. What's going on, Chris?
What's up, Dave? With over 500 vehicles on the lot, it's all about mad savings right now at Liberty GMC, and I've got some elite deals you won't want to miss. Score big savings like $13,000 off the all-new 2024 GMC Sierra 1500.
Sounds like a slam dunk in savings to me. Nowhere can you buy or lease a GMC for less. Shop online all the time at LibertyGMCAZ.com. GMC, we are professional grade.
The 2023 and 2024 all-inclusive Talking Stick Golf Card is back. This is the card everyone's talking about. You get preferred rates on daily green fees now through September 2024, plus big discounts off food, beverage, and golf shop purchases. Better yet, benefits extend to the cardholder and one guest, and you get a complimentary round of golf with purchase. Two great courses, one fantastic golf card, all for just $99 plus tax. For details and purchase, visit TalkingStickGolfClub.com or call the Pro Shop today.
Hi, this is Elizabeth Smith from Oliver Smith Jeweler. You already know that my family offers the best prices on luxury watches and jewelry year-round. But for a limited time, we're holding a sale like never before. Starting Tuesday, March 19th, we are offering a special sale to our local Phoenix Valley clients with big savings on luxury watches and jewelry. Shop deep discounts on our signature pre-owned watches from your favorite luxury Swiss brands. We're proud to design and manufacture our gorgeous diamond jewelry in-house, promising the top quality at the absolute best price. So whether you prefer to shop in person or from the comfort of your own home, we've got you covered. Shop the sale at either of our Scottsdale locations at Scottsdale Gainey Ranch and our new boutique in Scottsdale Fashion Square Mall. If online is more your style, simply visit us at OliverSmithJeweler.com. Time is ticking and the sale won't last forever. Treat yourself to something extraordinary at Oliver Smith Jeweler. We can't wait to see you at our spring sale event.
Hey everybody, it's Dan Bickley, and if I am ever hurt in an accident, I am calling Sweet James. That's right, I already know that's the team I Taiwan on my side, and so should you, because the attorneys at Sweet James don't just win, they win the most. For example, one of our listeners was injured after being rear-ended at a red light. The insurance company offered them $60,000. Now, that might seem like a lot of money, but with Sweet James protecting them, they were awarded $745,000 instead. Now, they can't guarantee outcomes, but the attorneys at Sweet James are unstoppable in their pursuit of justice, and you pay nothing at all until they win your case. Call Sweet James at 1-800-9-MILLION for a free consultation, and don't wait, because waiting can hurt your case. Call the firm that wins the most. Call Sweet James. 1-800-9-MILLION, 1-800-9-MILLION. Find them online at sweetjames.com. Proud partner of your Phoenix Suns. It's gotta be
This is a little Barry Gibb and who's the other? Is this the Bee Gees?
Barbra Streisand.
Barbie, yeah.
And again, he wrote this one too.
Babs.
Barry Gibb wrote this song as well as Islands in the Stream.
And sung it with Babs.
That's right.
Her friends call her Babs. I don't know if you know that.
She could sing.
Yep.
Oh, still
she
can.
She was amazing. All right, hey. So as we went to break, Jim.
Yes, sir.
And I know we're.
Well, wait a second. Well, I want to welcome somebody in.
Well, we could, but I was going to save that till later so I could give him a hard time. But
well, go ahead. All right. Let's. We got John Rock and Roller in the traffic guru.
Hey guys, good morning.
Oh, mic up. No, nope, can't hear you.
Turn to hit the blue button.
Try to hit that.
Only been in business 40 years. Don't know. I should know how to hit the mic button. Good morning, guys.
Trevor,
how are you?
Scared Trevor. He jumped up out of his seat saying, oh, what's going on here?
I want to keep Trevor on his toes.
So I'm awake now.
Yeah. Your question about money was what?
Money?
The money for the PIF?
Oh, no.
Or the PGA. PIF, how it should be distributed.
For the PGA Tour. But anyway, yeah, John Roller's going to join us for the second hour. Because, Jim, where are you going?
Well, I have got to get on down to Chandler, Arizona, the big A1 golf cart 35th anniversary celebration, as we say, is going on. They're going to have insane bargains and sales and deals on golf carts, giveaways, free food. And there's going to be a long drive contest.
Is that right?
Yeah.
So you got a simulator or something?
Yeah.
Cool.
A1 Where's golf that located cart. At?
It's down in Chandler / Sun Lakes. But I don't care where you come from. If you're in the valley.
Intersection or something?
You can Google it.
Help the guys in traffic, would you, Jim?
A1 golf carts is down off Arizona Avenue, just south of Riggs.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but you'll see there's flags and stuff. I mean, it's a big shindig. But if you're in the market for a golf cart, or even if you're not, you just want to come by and say hi, the deals, I've got a little sneak preview on the deals.
Woo, yeah. Man.
I'm asking the Peterson family, have you guys gone cuckoo? But no. So, yeah, that's it. That's why I sneak out. Got to do my 9-to-5 at A1 Golf Cars in Chandler, Arizona.
All right. Well, then in that case, what time is it?
It is time for the always informative, the highly dependable golf tip of the week. Velspar style.
All right, this week's Tip of the Week is brought to you by Shady Rays, home of the Green Wolf polarized golf eyewear and presenting partner for the Bunker to Bunker Tour. Jim, who said this, but don't answer yet. On the 15th hole, I started thinking how I'd look in the green jacket. The next thing I know, they're giving it to Charlie Cootie.
And I made a double on 18.
All right, so just hold on. Don't answer yet. All right, this week's Tip of the Week is grip it and rip it.
Grip it and rip it.
There you go. That's lame rip, but okay. All right, so.
It's a bad grip.
Wait, I get a rip for my rip?
Yep. So, basically, there's one thing that is kind of a constant.
Yes.
You have to have your hands on the golf club to swing the golf club, right?
It helps, yes, okay. Absolutely.
Now, there's three different styles of the way you can grip the golf club. You can grip it 10-finger grip, so like you're gripping a baseball bat. You can grip it with an interlocking grip where you interlock your index finger and pinky. Or you can overlap grip where you overlap your index finger over your pinky, or your pinky over your index finger, excuse me. Okay, but that's not the type of grip it and rip it I'm talking about.
All right, what are you talking about, man?
So I always get asked, well, where should my hands be on the club?
On the grip.
Well, that's true. But should, how many knuckles should I see on my hand? Where should my V's be that are caused by my thumb and index finger when I'm holding onto the club? There is no exact answer. And if any PGA professional says, well, here's how you're supposed to hold the club. Well, that's not true. It may work for you,
right?
But it may not work for me.
Right.
So you've got to sit there and work on, first of all, deciding how you want to hold on to the club, whether you want to hold on to it with a 10-finger, the overlapping, or the interlocking grip. Then once you do that, you've got to figure out how to get your hands on the golf club that are going to allow that golf club to return back to impact square to your target. So if you've got your left hand, which for a right-hand golfer, over the top of the club a little bit, so more in a, what they call a stronger position, so you're seeing three or four knuckles on your left hand, and you're hooking the heck out of everything, more than likely your hand is not on the golf club correctly.
Right.
So you've got to start to tweak it back. If your hand is in a weaker position where you don't see any knuckles and the ball is always going to the right and slicing severely, maybe your hands are not on the golf club correctly. So you've got to go out and you've got to experiment and find where you can get your hands exactly on that golf club that are going to be best suited for you. It's not best suited for me. It's not best suited for Jim. It's best suited for you. You've got to determine what is going to be the best way to have your hands positioned on the golf club that are going to allow you to square that club head up every time. And once you do that, the results of your golf game are going to just absolutely improve significantly.
Greg, but would you recommend, the guy who taught me how to play golf, Cliff Whittle, said, no matter how you grip it, your palms need to oppose.
Definitely.
Okay. And then for most beginning or high handicap players, I would rather, and you echo this or dispute it, I would rather see them start with a strong grip, and if they're violently hooking the ball, move the grip a little bit weaker, but I like to start them out with a strong grip. Would you agree with that?
I always would set up with somebody and I would say, put your hands down at your sides.
Yep.
And see how your hands hang.
Right.
And then I would say, bend over at the waist, and I'm going to hand you the golf club, and that's the way you want your hands on the golf club. That's going to be a little bit more of a neutral position, mm-hmm. and could be slightly in a stronger position, but I don't really start them out over in a huge Harley Davidson.
Oh, you know. No, I'm not saying. Just favoring the stronger
position. Yes, favoring the stronger side.
Guys, can I ask, is this something that would be best looked at by a second set of eyes, even to start?
No, the only set of eyes you need is to see which way the golf ball's going.
Okay, okay. Yep.
Ball flight does not lie.
Yes, okay. Ball flight does not lie. So that is your golf tip of the week, brought to you by Shady Rays. Live hard, we got you. Okay, Jim, who said this? On the 15th hole, I started thinking how I'd look in the green jacket. The next thing I know, they're giving it to Charlie Cootey.
I believe that was the king, and everybody at Augusta loved him, and he was coming up he's getting to the 18T, and somebody said, hey, congratulations on your win. That was the king, Arnold Palmer. No way.
Wow.
Not even close.
Wow, I thought you were dead on, Jim.
Man!
He was the golden boy before the golden boy that we have today.
Jack Nicklaus?
Johnny Miller.
Oh, gosh, that's
Johnny Miller.
But the same thing happened to Palmer.
Yep.
I don't know if it was to Cootey or not, but I
tied for second in the 1971 Masters, World Golf Hall of Famer, award-winning broadcaster with 36 professional wins, 25 on the PGA Tour, two major wins, 1973 and 76 U.S. Open.
And skunked Jim Hill.
Well, fine, I'm going to leave.
All right. Well, you have
take
fun.
Your ball and go home.
You have fun at A1 Golf Cars. Big celebration today.
Yeah.
Right down there in the Sun Lakes area. Yep. Sell a bunch of golf cars.
Oh, yeah.
And next time I'll see you, it'll be on Tuesday night at the pairings party.
Yeah, buddy.
I can hardly wait to get paired with Brooke Henderson and Lydia Ko.
That'll be awesome.
Hey, absolutely. Or Nelly Korda.
Pass that bunker karma on, man.
That's exactly right. And then we'll be together on Wednesday morning for the Pro-Am out at Seville at the Ford Championship. All right. It's going to be John Roller and I taking you home. We're going to get a traffic update because it's awful out there today. Right here on Arizona's number one golf show, the Bunker to Bunker Golf Show on Arizona Sports, the local sports leader.
The local sports leader gets you high school sports coverage from the one and only dean of high school sports in Arizona, Kevin McCabe. Every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 on AZ Preps Live, presented by Brooklyn Betting. AZ Preps Live, Saturday morning beginning at 9 on Arizona Sports, the local sports leader.
All right, Bunker to Bunker listeners, you heard me talking about the grand prize winners for the Ford Championship VIP experience. Going to be wearing green wolf sunglasses by Shady Rays. Well, Denny Hamlin wins last week's NASCAR event and is a Shady Rays wearer along with Kyle Busch. I'm telling you right now, you can't go wrong with the Shady Rays, and you've got to check out their Green Wolf sunglasses. They are the high-definition sunglass. It's unbelievable how sharp they are. They're semi-polarized to be able to give you that good, true view of the putting surface and of the ground when you're hitting golf balls. Don't forget to check out their special on our website at BunkerGolf.com for 30% off when you use the promo code B2B online, or stop in their Shady Rays store or go to ShadyRays.com and go to their Kierland Commons store as well and tell them Bunker to Bunker sent you and you want the B2B promo code to get 30% off. Shady Rays, number one with the Bunker to Bunker Golf Show. It should be number one with you.
This is the time of year to enjoy life. Stop letting that pain in your joints keep you from doing what you want to do this spring. Call QC Kinetics now. QC Kinetics is the nation's leader in regenerative medicine. I'm talking lasting joint relief with no surgery, no drugs, and no downtime. It's a fact. QC Kinetics is literally transforming lives. Their advanced treatments harness your own body's ability to restore and repair damaged joint tissue. Pro athletes have been doing this for decades, but now this life-changing treatment is available for you. So you can walk and run and climb stairs and play golf and move again, pain-free. No pills, no risky surgery. This is an all-natural solution. QC Kinetics has tens of thousands of satisfied patients who have reclaimed their mobility. Take action now and live your best life this spring and summer. It's a great use of your tax refund check, by the way. Call QC Kinetics now with clinics in Phoenix, Scottsdale, Peoria, and Chandler. 602-837-PAIN. 602-837-PAIN. That's 602-837-PAIN. 602-837-PAIN.
Looking for an unforgettable day of golf? Visit Verado Golf Club today and enjoy the breathtaking views and great prices. With two thrilling course layouts and 36 holes of championship golf designed by Tom Lehman, now is a great time to visit Verado Golf Club and take advantage of their 36-hole rates. Come enjoy spectacular golf at both the Founders and Victory courses for a special price. Verado Golf Club, an experience like no other. To book a tee time, visit VeradoGolfClub.com or call 623-388-3008.
Would you like to walk with the pros? Bunker to Bunker the Golf Show has teamed up with Shady Rays to send two lucky listeners VIP style to the 2024 LPGA Ford Arizona Championship, March 28th through the 31st, to walk inside the ropes with the pros on championship weekend wearing a brand new pair of Shady Rays Green Wolf sunglasses. And runner-up contestants will win family four-pack tickets to the event. Go to BunkerGolf.com and register for our Walk with the Pros contest today.
KFBP FM Phoenix.
Arizona Sports, the local sports leader.
On the Arizona Sports app and on 98.7.
Goes the power, goes the lion. Goes the fire.
Welcome back to the Bunker to Bunker Golf Show as we make the turn. So this week, John Roller sitting in now. John, first of all, you have a traffic update for us?
Yeah, I do, actually.
Go right
ahead. You know, I was thinking
about
that.
There's lots going on.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, there is. Eastbound I-10.
Yeah.
Closed between the South Mountain, the 202.
I know.
Yeah.
And the I-17.
I know.
Craig found out this morning.
Yeah. So, you know, that affects folks out in the West Valley trying to get to tee time. Now, southbound State Route 143, the Hohokam, closed.
Right.
So if you're catching a flight to get to a tee time.
Yeah.
You might want to just think about going over to the west side of Sky Harbor.
Exactly. Come in that way.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I got off on 75th Avenue. So I didn't wait all the way up to the 202. So I get off on 75th
Avenue. You live in Quartzsite.
I live in East L.A. I live in Goodyear. So, and I knew this was going to happen, so I'd left a few minutes early from home to plan for it. You know, plan ahead, folks. Don't, you
sure.
know. And so I get off at 75th Avenue to go to Van Buren. So I'm cruising down Van Buren, right? Get to downtown, and they're one-lane roads.
Yeah.
They've got everything under construction there. And then they've got the 143. Can they not do this all at once, or can they do it at night?
Well,
they do it in
ADOT at 11 o'clock in the morning, right there at the Durango Curve, where all the commercial trucks go.
Yeah.
11 o'clock, they start repairing potholes.
Oh, my God.
But, so, it's, you know, it's a government agency. You know? It doesn't, you know.
They don't care about us, us little folks.
No.
All right, so that's your traffic update here on the Bunker to Bunker Golf Show. So this last week they had a big meeting down in the Bahamas at Tiger's house. I thought Tiger lived in Florida, but I guess he's got a house. I wonder if he's got a 14-club rule for how many clubs he's a member of. But anyway, it was a meet and greet, and there was a lot of stuff going on. But, you know, naturally, the media likes to ask players that have nothing to do with anything, like to ask these guys what they think is going on. Well, Xander Schauffele, who's been pretty well outspoken about a few things lately, here's what he had to say about what the deals are and what they're going to look like.
Yeah, I wasn't too privy of everything that was going on. This morning I read some articles about how they met, and I think they're moving along is what it sounds like, and you know, I'm glad all the guys were able to make it. I know some guys were playing this week that had to go down to Bahamas, but you know, I think it's in negotiations, it's good for all our directors or player directors at least to show up in good faith for some sort of agreement. So I'm sure they're going to try and iron something out. I have no clue as to what it would look like, but talks are ongoing.
Yeah, and you mentioned that you're not privy to the discussion.
So, it's really funny. The media loves clicks. That's the only thing I can think of. Because, basically, Commissioner Monahan put out a statement and had a press conference and said, look, we're not going to negotiate this in public. And so, when he made his statement, put out a memo, he didn't say anything in the memo of anything that was discussed, just it was a meet and greet and all this. I don't know why in the world, first of all, would Xander Schauffele be asked, does he think that all of a sudden Xander Schauffele, or did she think that Xander Schauffele was all of a sudden going to have all of the answers? It drives me nuts when the media asks these guys, and I'm sure these guys are sick of it.
Oh, yeah. I was listening to your show last weekend, and you said it best, and you said it in a single sentence. These guys need to worry about playing golf.
Yep. That's exactly right. No doubt about it. Well, Kevin Streelman, who's leading this week and who's a PAC member, he's not one of the directors, but he's on the Policy Advisory Council, the Player Advisory Council. Here's what he had to say about what he heard at the big meet and greet.
I thought it was about time, you know, as a PAC member and was on the board, was on the ballot for PAC chair. One of the first things I said was, I think we need to talk to Yasir here and see what his intentions are, what are his visions with professional golf. Clearly, he's got the financial backing to make serious moves, and they have. And as the, you know, my concern is for the integrity of the PGA Tour, the future of the PGA Tour, and it's something. It's been my dream for 40 years, since I was 5 years old, to be out here and to compete against the best to play the historic venues and to win trophies that have real meaning to them. So as long as we keep that integrity as priority number one, we'll see what happens.
All right, so John, one of the biggest things that I keep hearing, these players all spew the same thing, whether it be the exhibition tour, which is LIV Golf. I call it the exhibition tour.
Yeah, I've heard you.
All right. So anyway, the exhibition tour or on the PGA tour, they're all saying the same thing. We all just want to have the best players in the world playing together, other than the majors. All right? Well, first of all, how many times let's call it 42 events that go on. I think there's like 45 events because there's opposite field events. In the 45 events that go on in a year on the PGA Tour, how many times are the best players in the world at all of these events other than the majors?
Other than the majors, the players,
right.
Maybe
it's a handful.
A handful.
So that premise is so off the mark, it's just utterly ridiculous. Because, okay, John Rahm came out and talked about at his media day that how he watched the players and how he missed being at the players and how he missed being able to defend in San Diego at that event. But he took the $500 million and went, you can't have your cake and eat it too.
That was my first thought when I saw that. I'm like, didn't you think about that before you jumped over to LIV? Didn't you?
I mean,
don't you sit down and go, okay, now look. You know, Nicklaus, we talked about this. Nicklaus, you know, the senior events. You've aced yourself out of senior events now.
Right.
And so, you know, somebody has to be going, okay, John, you know, down the road, you know, the seniors and all of that stuff, that it's going to impact your career.
Right.
Well, the issue is, I think, is like a week like this week, when you see the Valspar and you see the quote-unquote leaderboard, and there's no names on it.
Yeah.
None at all. So who's going to watch that?
But you got to remember, everybody started out other than Tiger Woods as a no-name.
Okay.
So that's where I'm talking about. Jake Knapp, we made him a star here on the Bunker to Bunker Golf Show.
I get you. I understand what you're saying.
Have you been able to get a hold of him since?
No.
Other than Golf Fanatics, Greg, and you know this.
Bunker to Bunker, who? What?
Yeah. There's no appeal to watch the Valspar because I love Stuart Sink. We want Kevin Streelman to win, but most people don't care.
Right, but also the bad part about it is ratings are going to be way down because now you're going up against March Madness today, and this is a crazy weekend.
And they schedule this stuff. They know that. So, yeah.
Exactly. So basically, if you left this radio company,
mm-hmm.
and you went somewhere else, and they paid you, let's say, $100 million, but yet, you really like doing the traffic and weather with Detour Dan.
I love doing that.
Yeah. Detour. Do you think they're going to let you come back and just do that?
No.
You went to a different company.
Yeah. When I first started out, they said, yeah, don't burn bridges.
Yeah.
Don't burn bridges.
Right.
And I burned a bridge when I was 19, and I learned my lesson right out of the bat.
You only have to do it once, don't you? The interesting part about it is John Rahm was in a very, very good position. John Rahm made a very calculated decision.
Without a doubt. Here's why.
He won the major. He won the Masters last year. So he's got 5 years at least of playing lifetime of the Masters, U.S. Open 5 years, British Open 5 years, PGA Championship 5 years. So he's got those exemptions. He's making the calculated bet that within 5 years, this is all going to be worked out. So it's smart for him. When they asked Rory McIlroy, why haven't you gone to LIV? Well, why? He can't. He wouldn't be able to play in any of the majors because he's not won in 10 years.
Yep.
So he would not be eligible. Well, he would be because he's in the top 50. Yeah. But that would be short-lived. All right, when we come back, we're gonna shift gears and get into talking about who should get these equity shares on the PGA Tour. You're listening to Arizona's number one golf show for 34 years. We've been bringing it to you live on Arizona Sports app, ArizonaSports.com, and right here on Arizona Sports, the local sports leader.
Burns and Gambo. Afternoons.
Marvin Harrison Jr. decided around the combine, I'm not training for the combine and I'm not training for the pro day. I'm going to train for the start of the NFL season. You're not in the NFL right now. You don't have a game on Sunday. You're trying to impress teams to take you. It's just different. No, you've hit on it. And I think that's what makes people uncomfortable. It makes people uncomfortable that Marvin Harrison Jr. is dictating this process in a way that prospects typically don't dictate it.
Burns and Gambo, afternoons 2 till 6 on Arizona Sports, the local sports leader.
Hey, Bunker to Bunker listeners, I've just got to share with you. A couple weeks ago, I was out at the Trilogy Golf Club at Vistancia, and I have never seen the golf course in better condition. The fairways were pure as could be. The greens were the best I've ever seen them, and I was the director of golf there for 8 years, so I can tell you they're the best they've ever been. But better yet, you know, it is daylight till about 6:45, almost 7 o'clock right now. So you can go out to the Trilogy Golf Club at Vistancia and take advantage of their great $79 afternoon bunker special that you can get at bunkergolf.com. That's right, you can play 18 holes. We played in 4 hours and 10 minutes. We got around that golf course and teed off at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. It was absolutely amazing. And then when you're done, stop on into V's Tap Room. Have one of the 16 microbrews on tap. And don't forget to have the best wood-fired pepperoni pizza in the valley right there at the Trilogy Golf Club of Vistancia. Check them out at bunkergolf.com or trilogygolfclub.com. The Trilogy Golf Club of Vistancia, the best in the West. Book your round today.
Golf was meant to be fun, right? We get that. Our motto is fun, family, and fitness forever. Kurt Hudek here for Augusta Ranch Golf Club in Mesa, Arizona. We're excited to announce the opening of our brand new 21-bay Top Tracer range with the same technology you see on TV with the pros. You can improve your game and get the kids involved, too. Our bays are open day and night. Augusta Ranch Golf Club, bringing affordable fun back into your golf game. For tee times and more information, go to AugustaRanchGolfClub.com.
Calling all golf fans. Join us March 28th through the 31st at Seville Golf and Country Club in Gilbert, Arizona as the best of the LPGA Tour returns to the Valley for the Ford Championship presented by KCC. Come out and watch the world's best players, including Nelly Korda, Celine Boutier, Brooke Henderson, and Lydia Ko, compete to be crowned champion. Daily, weekly, and hospitality tickets are on sale now. You won't want to miss the premier golf event of the year. Visit FordChampionship.com to buy tickets and learn more today.
We're the Hellsburg Wedding Band, and whoa, look at that ring.
Boy, is she fancy, dancing with that ring. Everybody checking her, dancing with that ring. Disco ball on her finger, dancing with that ring.
Honestly, nobody's dancing because they're just
staring at that ring.
For a great selection of high-quality natural and lab-grown diamonds and custom rings at a great price, visit a Hellsburg near you or Hellsburg.com and she'll
be dancing with that ring. Ha!
Celebrate Corbin Carroll's phenomenal rookie season. On March 30th, fans receive the Rookie of the Year bobblehead courtesy of Chase. Secure your tickets now at dbacks.com.
Cactus League play is happening.
I think everyone's really excited right now heading into this season after the way last season went.
Listen to the reigning NL champs play on Arizona Sports 98.7 and the Arizona Sports app. Spring training coverage presented by Kona Big Wave.
I've been waiting for so long, now I found someone to stand by me.
A classic duet here from, of course, Dirty Dancing years back.
Righteous Brothers?
Yeah, Bill Medley, one half of them, yeah. And Jennifer Warren.
Right.
Good.
Man, you talk about it. Righteous Brothers. Awesome.
They could sing a little, huh?
Oh, yeah. They were amazing. All right, so, John, thanks to Sports Illustrated, you got to give credit where credit's due. I stole this article from them last night in my show prep, talking about who should get the equity money that is going to be shared amongst the PGA Tour players that that stayed loyal to the PGA Tour during this defection to LIV. First of all, do you think that these guys should be rewarded for
sticking it out with the tour? Part of me says, yeah. because, yeah, they stuck to the traditions of the PGA Tour, the trophies. You know, Streelman just mentioned it. Jim and I have talked about this. I'm a traditionalist. I go back. You were talking about Johnny Miller. First time I ever saw him was at the 71 PGA at Firestone.
Oh, wow.
In Akron.
Nice.
Andy Garcia was his caddy. And I was
Andy Garcia, the actor?
What he was?
Oh no, the other Andy Garcia.
Hi, old. Yeah, yeah. Anyway, but he had the blonde hair, and yeah,
right.
he was like you said, he was Tiger before Tiger. But
he was the golden boy.
Yeah, you know, and those guys, they have brought a lot of, you know, a lot of tradition, a lot of great drama in the PGA tournament. So, yeah, I think they should share in it. Yeah.
All right, so. Here's the list that Sports Illustrated compiled, ranked the top 36 PGA Tour players. And I'm not going to go through them all. But anyways, $930 million is going to be shared amongst 36 players, and 36 wow. players will get the biggest piece of the pie. The bulk of it will go $750 million to the 36 players based on a formula that factors in performance, last 5-year performance, player impact program results, and according to the this all according to the tour. So you already know who's going to be number one and number two, because they've been number one and number two in the PIP the last 2 years they've had it, and that's Tiger Woods and Rory McIlroy. Both received nearly a $1 billion offer to go over to LIV, and both passed on it. But Tiger, deserving, he's grown the PGA Tour. I will not say he's grown the game, although he has with all of his foundations and everything.
Well,
he's
if anyone has, it's been Tiger in the last 20 years.
Absolutely.
And he, you know, the physical fitness part, you know, Tiger was one of the first guys to come along and work out in the gym, and he transformed the game.
So 82 victories. He's been number one on the PIP list. His record over the last 5 years is nothing to note beyond two wins in 2019. Oh, yeah, how about that?
Yeah.
Won twice, and he's been injured for the last 16 years he's been injured. Rory McIlroy has 24 victories, 10 in the last 5 years, but no majors in the last 10 years.
Uh-huh.
Justin Thomas is third, Scottie Scheffler, Xander Schauffele, Jordan Spieth, Victor Hovland, Tony Finau, Colin Morikawa, and Max Homa are the top 10. Any question in that? Any doubt that those are...
They're solid.
Yeah. I think it's pretty solid. They did not mention Jack Nicklaus in there, but his is going to come out of a different pot. They're going to have a pot for players like Jack Nicklaus and some of these other players that contributed so much to the game of golf to where it is today. So it's kind of interesting. We're going to have to watch and see. We'll probably never really know how much each of these guys got. You know, the PGA Tour keeps those things kind of secret. But I'm kind of on the fence on it. I don't know. Yeah, I can see where these guys could have jumped ship and gone and taken the big bucks. But I think strategically for some of them, it wouldn't have made sense. But maybe the strategy goes out the window when you're getting $1 billion.
Yeah, I mean, you know, that's the kind of money that if you made the wrong decision, you got a golden parachute.
Yeah, absolutely. So we'll keep an eye on it. But anyway, let's give you a quick little recap on what's going on in the world of golf, because there's a real cool event going on over in Palos Verdes over in California. But before we do that, we're going to get to Brendan Todd will be teeing off at 9:30. I guess that's going to be our time. Yeah, it's set up our time. They did not finish. I think they finally did finish. They had to finish up today because they had players that didn't finish yesterday because of rain and darkness.
Yeah.
But one over, or even par, made the cut. So Chan Kim, Callum Tarran, and Vince Whaley all made it on the number. Webb Simpson made it on the number.
This is at the Valspar, right?
This is at the Valspar.
Sure.
And there's a host. There's what were there, 70 guys, or there were 25 guys that made it on the number. So even par was your cut. So interestingly, that means your leaders at six under par, there's only six shots difference between first and fifth, tied for 54th. So this is anybody's tournament for the next 2 days. Anyway, Brandon Todd and Mackenzie Hughes, Kevin Streelman, and Chandler Phillips and Stuart Sink are your leaders there. They're playing the Hogue Classic up there in Newport Beach, California. And Tung Jai Jai D is your leader there at 9 under par. And in at 4 under par, tied for 8th, just 5 shots back, is Billy Mayfair. Glad to see him playing well. They are playing on the European Tour, the DP World Tour, where David Micheluzzi is your leader at 13 under par. But the one I wanted to get to, because they're going to be here next week, folks, and you're going to want to be out at Seville Country Club for the Ford Championship. Thanks to Tim Hovick and Santan Ford for all they did to bring that tournament here and be able to rally the troops in like 6 weeks' time.
Yeah, no kidding.
But anyway, it's the Fur Hills Sayre Pak Championship, where Malia Nam is your leader at 8 under par, defending champion Ronnie Yin is at 7 under par, along with Madeline Sagstrom. Leona McGuire and Rose Zhang and Allison Lee are all tied at 6 under par. Interesting, Rose Zhang must be on spring break because she went back to school to be able to get her school done this semester. And Allison Lee, did you see Allison Lee's got a new best buddy?
Oh, really?
Fred Couples.
Oh, Freddie.
Yeah, so last year she was kind of in a little funk, and Fred Couples was watching her play golf and texted her and said, you know, your golf swing is unbelievable. You are a fantastic player. And she said, you know, my caddy tells me that all the time, but who am I going to listen to my caddy? But when Fred Couples, a great legend, talks, I listen, and so now they've become good friends, and they text back and forth, and he keeps her pumped up.
Well, and Freddie always was very smooth. You know, he walked smooth, he swung smooth, he had ice water in his... When he had to make a putt, he could make a putt. So maybe coming from that angle, it maybe calmed her...
That confidence.
Yeah, gave her some confidence and calmed her innards, if you will.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, want to let our listeners know that April 13th, we're going to be out at Augusta Ranch for our spring fling kickoff, April 13th. It's a 12:30 shotgun, which is really cool. It's $105 per player for the two-person scramble, and it includes lunch, warm-up with the top tracer technology on the range there at Augusta Ranch. And you'll be able to buy mulligans, and it'll be a drawing. And it's all there to benefit PGA Hope. And we're going to probably be doing an event with Augusta Ranch when they have their PGA Hope event out at Augusta Ranch in the coming days. But, folks, go to BunkerGolf.com and get registered for that event.
And that's a fun place. Hey, do we want to hear from...
It's going to fill up fast.
Do you want to hear from the host of the Sayre Pak event?
I think it would be fun to hear from Sayre.
What a good idea.
I was curious about having my own tournament on my name in the LPGA, but... I wasn't sure it's gonna be happen, but after I'm retired for 8 years and I'm here, I mean, actually, I wasn't sure this is really happening to me, but really very excited to be happening, and really honored to have my own event in the LPGA Tour.
Wow, she's been off the tour 8 years. Time flies.
I can't believe that. Yeah,
it's hard to believe.
Time flies. Well, John, I've got to tell you, you know, you are here on a great day because we are going to do something starting today, because in 3 weeks, the Masters.
Hallelujah.
The greatest weekend in golf is coming
up.
We're going to hear from the defending champion in what's his dinner menu going to look like, and how much he misses playing the PGA Tour. Oh, really? And we're going to have some Masters memories for you. You're listening to the Bunker to Bunker Golf Show. We bring it to you every Saturday morning. We do it on ArizonaSports.com. We do it on our Arizona Sports app, and we do it right here on Arizona Sports, the local sports leader.
Follow Arizona Sports for D-backs breaking news and inside information, plus exclusive weekly interviews with the Diamondbacks decision makers on Front Office Focus, Team President Derek Hall, D-backs manager Tori Lovello, and Diamondbacks players on the Clubhouse Call-In. If you miss the live conversations, listen on the Arizona Sports app or wherever you get your podcasts. The home of Arizona Diamondbacks baseball is Arizona Sports, the local sports leader.
Dave Burns here with Liberty GMC General Manager Chris Scott. Chris, what makes Liberty GMC's service department the best in the valley?
Dave, aside from the fact that all of our technicians are certified and knowledgeable, we also have created a process that is fast and easy for our customers. Drop off your vehicle by 10 o'clock p.m. and we can have it ready for the following day. We also have great savings this month, like $13,000 off the all-new 2024 GMC Sierra, or take advantage of 2.9% for 72 months.
Your dollar always goes further at Liberty GMC. Shop online all the time. Liberty GMC, AZ.com, GMC, we are professional grade.
The 2023 and 2024 all-inclusive Talking Stick Golf Card is back. This is the card everyone's talking about. You get preferred rates on daily green fees now through September 2024, plus big discounts off food, beverage, and golf shop purchases. Better yet, benefits extend to the cardholder and one guest, and you get a complimentary round of golf with purchase. Two great courses, one fantastic golf card, all for just $99 plus tax. For details and purchase, visit TalkingStickGolfClub.com or call the Pro Shop today.
Bunker to Bunker is celebrating the return of spring with their second annual Spring Fling two-person scramble golf tournament on Saturday, April 13th at Augusta Ranch Golf Club, with proceeds benefiting PGA Hope. The event is loaded with prizes, raffle, lunch, and a special sneak preview of Augusta Ranch's spectacular Top Tracer Range practice facility. There's even a coupon for a second round of golf, all for just $105. It's open to the public, but space is limited, so register today at BunkerGolf.com.
Looking for the perfect destination to perfect your putting? Welcome to Putting World, the ultimate 18-hole indoor putting course designed to delight golf enthusiasts of all levels. Immerse yourself in the art of putting as you navigate our greens. Whether you're a seasoned golfer or a curious beginner, Putting World promises an unforgettable experience for everyone. Swing by today and elevate your golf game to new heights. Visit us at Scottsdale Promenade or learn more at puttingworld.com.
How would you like to save $1,000 off your LASIK procedure at the Schwartz Laser Eye Center? Yes, $1,000 off. I know many of you have at the very least thought about LASIK surgery. You would love to reduce or even eliminate your need for eyeglasses, contact lenses, and even readers. You just want to be able to see the way you used to see. Trust me, I get it. That was me. Now, many of you already know that Dr. Schwartz did LASIK surgery on my eyes 15 years ago when I was 42, and how my vision, even today, has never been better. I can honestly tell you, having been associated with the Schwartz Laser Eye Center for about 20 years, that he has never had an offer this good. $1,000 off your LASIK procedure when you book now through the end of March. This is truly a limited time offer, so take advantage and have that LASIK surgery done by the Team Eye Doctor of your Suns, D-backs, and Coyotes. Just text GAMBO to 620-620. That's GAMBO to 620-620 for this truly special offer, or go online at schwartzlaser.com/GAMBO. That's schwartzlaser.com/GAMBO.
Data rates may apply.
With all the school supplies your child will need over the years, it can be easy to overlook the most important one of all, money, which is a good reason to open an AZ529 education savings plan. Whether you invest $15 or $150 a month, your money grows tax-free. By the time your little one is ready for college, vocational school, or workforce training, they'll have all the savings they need to get the job of their dreams. Visit AZ529.gov to get started.
This message is sponsored by the Office of the Arizona State Treasurer.
My name is DeMar Hamlin. I play for the Buffalo Bills, and I play safety. CPR saved my life. I've teamed up with the American Heart Association as a national ambassador to help create a nation of lifesavers, turning bystanders into lifesavers through CPR education and access to AEDs. Nearly 3 out of 4 cardiac arrests that don't happen in hospitals happen in homes. Join me to ensure everyone has the chance to live longer, healthier lives. Visit heart.org/nation.
Feeling all right.
Greatest duet ever right here.
Absolutely.
And they did it live at the Oscars one year. It was just intense. Chills down your spine.
Yep.
Neil Diamond and Barbara Streisand.
Every time I hear it, I get chills. Oh, yeah. Exactly right.
Awesome. Yeah.
Well, John.
Yes, sir.
One of the things that's coming up in 3 weeks is the Masters.
You're kidding.
And it is the greatest weekend in golf. And the nice thing is the NCAAs will be over the weekend before, so no interference with that. But anyway, I decided to start having some Masters memories.
Well, let's go back, guys. 4 years ago, we had the COVID, and we had no live golf to talk about. So God bless our host, Greg Ellis, who said, let's start doing Masters rewinds. And he helped us fill the show with great quality, fun content.
I watched every Masters. You can see them all on YouTube. Every Masters from 1938 all the way forward.
It was awesome.
One of the biggest impacts on me falling in love with this game was in the 70s when Nicklaus was making his runs.
Right.
Sure. And was it, 71 when he made the putt on 16 and ran across? And then 76. So we got tickets in 05.
Wow.
The year Tiger won.
Right.
Now it was Wednesday. It was
yeah,
the pro, you know, it was
yeah,
a
par three tournament.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So we fly from Phoenix. We get into Atlanta. Drive clear across the state.
Right.
Get there. I am jacked.
Right.
I mean, we go to the Waffle House.
Yeah.
4 o'clock in the morning. We are at the gates. Boom. They open, and my neighbor who went with me. I start charging because I wanted to see 16.
Right.
I'm like, let's go to 16. He goes, hang on. Let's just slow down, take it in. Layman was playing a practice round coming down one there, so we watched him. Then if we get over to 10T, the sun's coming up through the pines.
Oof.
There's Tiger, Mark O'Meara, the British amateur champion, and Charlie the Third, who grew up in Augusta.
Charles Thurston Howell the Third.
That's it.
Yeah
right. But the sun's coming up. There was two other guys, me and my neighbor, and we're 5 feet from Tiger, Mark O'Meara.
Nice.
And then, of course, I had to go, you know, sit and watch, you know, 12, 13.
Yeah, that's 13, a forever memory for you.
And I'll never forget it. I used to take the entire week off to the Masters. You know?
It's really hard to go to another golf tournament venue after going and seeing how pristine Augusta National is.
The pimento sandwich wrappers.
Yeah.
They have kids in the caddy uniforms going around picking up the pimento.
If anybody would happen to litter, yes. So anyway, so John Rahm is your defending champion. Even though he's a defector, he's still a defending champion at the Masters, and the Masters is doing it right. If you're qualified, as well as all the majors, if you're qualified to play in the major, then you should be able to play in the majors.
Yep, I
have no problem with that whatsoever. It's no different than somebody that's on the DP World Tour or the Asian Tour or the Latin America Tour. Any of those tours, if you're qualified, you should get
played. If you won a major.
So absolutely. I have no problem with it. So John Rahm was asked. They did the media day this last week and was asked on the Golf Channel about the PGA Tour and if he misses it. Here's what he had to say.
Well, this is via the Golf Channel. George Savarik is reading his statement because we couldn't find the audio for John.
All right.
You get the gist.
Right.
In his statement, he said, I'm not going to lie for everybody who said this would be easy. Some things have been, but not being able to defend some titles that mean a lot to me hasn't. I love Palm Springs, for example. I've been able to win there twice. Riviera is about as charismatic a golf course as we have. It's definitely a week that's fantastic for a lot of us, and it's a fan and player favorite. Not being there was difficult. I still watch the broadcast. I still watch golf because I love watching it, but it's hard. It was hard not to be at the Phoenix Open at the end of February. It was hard not to be in Hawaii because it's another tournament that my family enjoys and I've done fantastic on.
So, interestingly enough, he watches golf, and he's got a lot more time on his hands to be able to watch golf.
Exactly.
You don't have to worry about, making the mortgage payment.
That's exactly right. He can buy a house in the Bahamas next door to Tiger if he wants. So, anyway, as is a tradition, they always ask, okay, John, what's on the menu for your Masters Champions dinner? And this is what he had to say.
you're supposed to share with 2, 3, 4 other people, and I don't know if you're going to be able to do the sitting arrangement for it. So there'll be some kind of meat and fish as well, because the best country is also known for fish. So most likely it would be sea bass and then meat. We'll see. If we can do that, I think I should do it. I don't know if we can, but I'm going to try. Everything else around it, though, I don't know yet. But hopefully we can make it happen and be as authentic as we can.
All right, so I am not very good at speaking Spanish, but here's what the menu looks like for April the 9th. Tapas y pentexos, ibéricos. It is an acorn-fried Iberian ham-cured pork loin. Chistorro con patata, spicy Basque chorizo potato. Kind of got that one. Quila con trufa negra, which is a cheese and black truffle. So those are some of the appetizers. Then you get into... The first course is going to be a Basque crab salad and potato. Then for the main course, he's going to have a Basque ribeye, because Basque is the part of the country of Spain.
It's a region in Spain, yes, exactly. Yeah.
It's going to have Navarro white asparagus. So I don't see where he's only got the meat on here. I don't see the turf part. I don't see the surf part. I only see the turf part. And then he's going to have a puff pastry cake, custard, and chantilly cream. How about that?
Sounds pretty delectable.
I'll take the New York strip, please.
And the interesting thing is, if you don't want that, all you have to do is ask your waiter, hey, I'd really like to have a filet at 145 degrees, please, and that's what they'll make for you.
Exactly.
You've been around long enough, Greg, I'm going to ask you this. Was it Hogan that came up with the tradition of the champion's dinner, or was it Sarrazin?
Sarrazin came up with the green jacket. Hogan came up with the dinner.
Yep.
And ever since, they've done that dinner. And I always love to see the picture of when they do the champions dinner, they have everybody, they do a picture of the group that's there. It is getting disappointing to see some, like Arnie, not going to be there any longer. And I'm dreading the day that Jack is never around there. Yeah,
and I saw Jack at the Players, and I said to my wife, because I was looking at him, you know, starting everyone, and I said, for the first time... Yeah. Nicholas is starting to look old.
Yeah.
And he's my hero.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, he's my absolute hero.
I've got more photos of Jack Nicklaus in my golf room than I have of my kids. All right. So anyway, so that's a little bit of John Rahm. And you know what? I'm glad to see that he's going to be back there to defend his title.
And so is he.
And... it's going to be fun to be able to see all of what are known as the best players in the game are going to be there. I thought that the Players last week, I didn't miss anybody one single bit, being the way the event went down. I thought it was a solid event. About 17% of the viewers didn't.
It was very compelling. So
it was down 17% year over year in viewership.
Didn't know that.
But you know, it's just golf goes through these stages.
Oh, cycles for sure.
And I mean, I remember back in the 80s, everybody looked the same, dressed the same, swung the same.
You still have your khaki pants on.
I still have my khaki pants. It's the easiest thing. It's the easiest thing to match up with.
I must have had 15 pairs of khaki pants.
I know, right?
Man.
The only thing is, I don't have the Western pockets. I've got the slits again. But anyway, it through the 80s, it went through this. It went through this until Tiger Woods got on tour, and so we've had really a 30-year windfall, so to speak, of the Tiger needle effect.
Oh, without a doubt.
Now, we've got to start to find new stars.
Yeah.
It's going to be a long time before we have another Tiger Woods. Scottie Scheffler is enjoyable to watch, but he's not the needle. He doesn't move the needle. Rory McIlroy, if he'd get back to playing quality golf again, could be a needle mover.
Yes.
But it's just going to take some time.
Yeah, there you have to have an element of dynamic.
Yeah.
And Tiger was dynamic. He captured the non-golfer audience.
Yeah.
You know, and is there any, you know, Scottie Scheffler, what, wins back-to-back, world's number one.
Yep.
And, but he's kind of within himself, you know. He's not out there like
that's exactly right.
Or Tiger.
That's exactly right. And when we come back, we're going to talk about the top 10 most memorable Masters tournaments. We're going to get that rolling. We probably won't do all 10 because we've got 3 weeks to go, so we'll do a few of them and talk about them as we go. You're listening to Arizona's number one golf show. We bring it to you live every Saturday morning from 7 to 9 Arizona time. You can get us on the Arizona Sports app, arizonasports.com, and right here on Arizona Sports, the local sports leader.
Do you have a favorite youth sports coach who represents the best in sportsmanship and competition? Text COACH to 620-620. Tell us about a coach who deserves recognition for all they do, and they could win a $500 Visa gift card. Text the word COACH to 620-620. Message and data rates may apply.
Hey, Bunker to Bunker listeners, you know, it's been about, two and a half years now that I have been going to Bill Ross Fitness Solutions. Well, I've got to tell you, the Bill Ross Fitness Solution revolution is real. We just added two or three more of our listeners to the revolution, and it has been phenomenal. And right now, for our Bunker listeners, you can get $100 off your first month's program and get a free initial consultation. Trust me, it really works. I'm amazed at where my body is today and where it would be if I wasn't going to Bill Ross Fitness Solutions. Young, old, or in between, you get a chance to be able to save money and lose fat. Go to BillRossFitnessSolutions.com or just give Bill a call at 602-230-8581 and schedule your free consultation and get that $100 off your first month's membership with Bill Ross Fitness Solutions.
It's home buying season in Arizona. The weather is beautiful and baseball has begun. Hi, it's Lisa Lund and I want to give you the secret to being a prepared home buyer. Did you know that before you can even view a home in Arizona, you must have a complete pre-qualification form? That's where the Lund team comes in. You've heard us on the radio for the last 20 years and our success has come from helping so many. Let us guide you through the process from pre-qualification to getting your keys. Go to LundMortgage.com. That's L-U-N-D Mortgage.com.
Looking for an unforgettable day of golf? Visit Verado Golf Club today and enjoy the breathtaking views and great prices. With two thrilling course layouts and 36 holes of championship golf designed by Tom Lehman, now is a great time to visit Verado Golf Club and take advantage of their 36-hole rates. Come enjoy spectacular golf at both the Founders and Victory courses for a special price. Verado Golf Club, an experience like no other. To book a tee time, visit VeradoGolfClub.com or call 623-388-3008.
Everybody, Dan Bickley here, and it's outdoor season in the Valley when you want to do everything you can outside, including watching television, and Waltz can hook you up with the latest, greatest technology in outdoor TVs. Remember, Waltz has been serving the Valley since 1957, and if you drop my name when setting up your free in-home consultation, you're going to receive 10% off your installation labor. Visit them at their Tempe showroom or shop online at waltz.com.
Would you like to walk with the pros? Bunker to Bunker, the golf show, has teamed up with Shady Rays to send two lucky listeners VIP style to the 2024 LPGA Ford Arizona Championship, March 28th through the 31st, to walk inside the ropes with the pros on championship weekend wearing a brand new pair of Shady Rays Green Wolf sunglasses. And runner-up contestants will win family four-pack tickets to the event. Go to BunkerGolf.com and register for our Walk with the Pros contest today.
Hi, this is Leanne Womack. I fell in love with country music as a child listening to my dad spin records at a radio station. I always dreamed of hearing my own songs on the radio. I set a goal and achieved it. You can do anything if you set your mind to it. Never let anyone tell you it's impossible. So if you have the chance to sit it out or dance, I hope you dance.
This message brought to you by the U.S. Air Force.
Over the last few years, things have gotten weird.
And for our kids, these things can be overwhelmingly stressful.
Scientific research
and real-life experience
tell us that the number one antidote to stress is authentic, trusted relationships.
So that's why I...
That's why I...
That's why I am committed to building and maintaining a trusted space.
This is a trusted space.
Access free films and resources to build trusted spaces in your schools and communities at atrustedspace.org.
That's a pretty good pull from 30-something years ago, yeah.
Not Peter Cetera, yeah.
Peter Cetera, Peter that's Cetera. Right.
Yeah. Yeah, with Chicago.
The next time I fall in love.
Yep. Yeah. God, what a... I love her voice.
Oh, I do, too. She's
and, I love Chicago. There's a lot of people that hate Chicago. I love Chicago. They were awesome.
Oh, they still are. Yeah. They tour like crazy. They do tours with the Doobie Brothers and Earth, Wind, and Fire.
All right, good so shows. Here's a fun fact for you. John Roller sitting in for Jim Hill while Jim Hill's away at his celebration at A1 Golf Cars.
And Jim, I'm coming down to visit you after this show, man.
Is that Chandler where that is?
Chandler, and I live in Gilbert, so it's
Sun Lakes area, Sun Lakes area. Do you know what kind of sand is in the bunkers at Augusta?
Silica.
Whatever they want.
Well, almost. So basically, they get their sand from a quartz quarry in Spruce Pine, North Carolina.
I believe it.
So where this quartz is being mined, it puts off all of these little crystal shavings and dust, sure. So to speak. Yeah. Well, evidently, there's enough quartz being mined that it makes enough to be able to fill the bunkers at Augusta National, but they're all tiny crystal granulars.
Is that in the silica family or no?
No, it's quartz. It's a quartz
derivative.
It's the dust off the quartz that they mine.
Well, it looks great on television, but when we play the media day out at Phoenix Open at TPC, they always say, "You see this sand here? It's just a level below the sand at Augusta."
Yeah,
is that true?
Yeah, it's a level below it. You're exactly right. Yep, it is, because they use quartz. Quartz is more expensive than silicate. All right, so Masters Memories.
Are you going from 10 to 1?
We're going to go from 10 to 1.
Perfect.
So that way our listeners have to stay tuned in.
Exactly.
Now, John, you remember this one. 1935.
Yes, sir.
The shot heard round the world. You were there.
Yeah, yes. Gene Sarazen's walking up 15.
Yeah.
He looks over to me. I said, "Sarazen, go for it. Clear the creek."
Yep.
And he did. And it went in. Eagle.
Miraculous double eagle. It was the first double eagle. It was back in 1935.
Oh,
the tournament
was a great
started
moment.
In 1934.
I was standing near Bobby Jones.
Every one of those par fives now, have had a double eagle made on them.
Wow.
It wasn't until a couple of years ago, I think, when Louis Oosthuizen, I think, did it. But anyway, in 1935, the second year of the tournament, 33-year-old Gene Sarazen hit the shot heard round the world when he miraculously made double eagle from 235 yards out. Did you give him his yardage? Did you tell him it was 235?
I did. I was standing off to the side there, and I went 235. Just with the hands. And he gave me a wink, knocked it in.
And what it did is it forced a tie and a 36-hole playoff the following day with Craig Wood. Gene Sarazen prevailed and won his seventh major title and became the one of five men to win all four major championships. Number nine. You were almost at this one. Because you were there 4 years later or so, I guess. The 1987 Larry Mize chip-in to beat Greg Norman. And, well, didn't beat Seve Ballesteros because Seve Ballesteros bailed out on 10 when he made bogey.
Yeah, he made bogey.
But in 1987, Seve Ballesteros had already owned two green jackets. Greg Norman was dominant player at the time, but desperately wanted to win the Masters. And then a little-known Augusta native, Larry Mize, beat them both with a chip in on the playoff at the 11th green. All three men finished the tournament, and they went down the 10th hole, where Ballesteros failed to make par. Norman and Mize continued on 11. Norman hit it on the green, had a 20-foot putt for birdie. Mize missed the green right, went over there, and hit a little bumpin' runner, and it runnered right into the hole.
And it changed his life, and that great shot of him just grabbing his face and knocking the visor back.
Changed
it, and I think he fell to his knees, but that little bumpin' run... Yeah. And he knocked it right in the can.
And, I mean, just what a remarkable memory that was. Interestingly enough, at number eight, Ben Crenshaw won the Masters in 1984. And then, again, in 1995 at the age of 43. Right. However, that week, his dear mentor and golf coach, Harvey Penick, died, and... Preceding the 1995 Masters, Crenshaw and several other Masters participants flew to Texas for Penick's funeral. It was an emotional week for Crenshaw, who was extremely close with Penick. Amazingly, he found himself on the 72nd hole needing a putt to win his Masters title. It seemed his old mentor helped and wheeled the ball into the hole to beat Davis Love by a single stroke. All the emotions poured out, and you can just see him just there, just
dropping to his knees, and his hat fell off.
Yep.
And Harvey, now I've heard it pronounced both ways, Penick or Penick, and he of course, the author of the Little Red Book.
Depends on which region of the country you're from, I guess. I think that Ben would say Penick. So here's another one for you, and you might have been at this one.
Okay.
I wasn't even born yet. I wasn't even a glimmer in my parents' eyes. Ken Venturi nearly wins the Masters as an amateur. 1956. You weren't around yet.
No.
No. All right. Most golf fans remember Ken Venturi as his voice as he sat alongside Pat Summerall and Jim Nance in the booth for CBS broadcasts. Well, Venturi was an outstanding amateur golfer and won the 1964 U.S. Open at Congressional as a professional. Masters founder Bobby Jones always had a vision that an amateur would one day win the Masters tournament. Well, at 24 years old, Venturi led the Masters each day through the first three rounds and took a four-shot lead into the final round. Finally succumbing to the realization and intense pressure of the situation, he posted a final round 8 over par 80 and lost by a single stroke to Jack Burt Jr.
Wow.
How about that?
Well, and you talk about giving up a lead. Ed Snead gave up a lead at the Masters one year as well and blamed it on low blood sugar. He should have eaten a candy bar at the turn.
Wow.
And didn't Jackie Burke just pass this year?
He did.
I think he recently won the 56 Masters there, yeah.
So that's the start of your Masters memories. We'll continue... with the other Masters memories, six down through one over the next 2 weeks as we get near to the Masters.
We love this, Greg. You've got 1 minute left in the show. You have anything you want to say?
So, want to tell our listeners that Jim Hill and I will be live out at the Ford Championship on Wednesday playing in the Pro-Am. We don't know our time yet. We don't know who we're going to be playing with yet.
You prefer Brooke Henderson,
Brooke
Lydia Ko.
Lydia Ko, Nelly Korda, one of those.
I saw Lydia chip in yesterday, by the way.
Yeah, that was a good... Nelly did, too. She got a drop, and then she... her ball moved, and she got to replace it, and then she chipped it in.
Thanks for putting up with me,
Well,
Greg.
John, thanks for sitting in for Jim Hill. You Wally pipped him today, so that's a good thing. Hey, Kevin McCabe is coming up next. We want to thank all our listeners for tuning in and joining us today. Make sure you make it out to the Ford Championship next week, and congratulations to all our winners, Bill Ross and Therese Smith, for the big win of the VIP experience. And we want to thank you for tuning in and joining us on the number one golf show, the Bunker to Bunker Golf Show. Kevin McCabe, your Dean of AZ High School Sports, is up next. We're out of here. Go play some golf.